with deadly mass shootings in California and Colorado in the past week, this country is again debating gun control. After the killings in San Bernardino, California, President Obama encouraged states to take the lead on preventing gun violence. Both California and Colorado had already responded to mass shootings by passing tougher gun laws. From Colorado, NPR's Kirk Sigler reports.
As the chaotic scene unfolded in San Bernardino, people here in Colorado Springs were still trying to make sense of a mass shooting at a Planned Parenthood clinic a week ago, and one a month ago, in which a gunman carrying an assault-style rifle walked down a residential street, shot and killed three people, before dying in a shootout with police. That one happened just a few months after Emily Kolchik and her husband moved to this neighborhood from Chicago.
I thought it was more of a sleepy little town. Everybody is peaceful and calm, and I feel like I'm more likely to be involved in a mass shooting here than in Chicago.
Kolchik says the violence has shaken Colorado Springs, a city of 400,000 people on the Front Range of the Rockies. She and some of her neighbors, on this street anyway, are demanding action. For starters, they're backing a city councilman who's proposed banning open carry within city limits.
Normally, I think, try and take care of the causes instead of just the symptoms, but the symptom is so bad that obviously we want to start somewhere.
Carrying a gun out in the open is for the most part legal in Colorado, except within the city of Denver. This is actually common. Only a handful of states, including California, explicitly ban open carry. Given the recent shootings, it's easy to see why this single issue could become the new battleground in the national gun debate, especially when you talk to people like Dave Hoover.
It tears a hole in you. And there's no reason that people should be going through that.
He's talking about losing his nephew, AJ, who was gunned down in the Aurora movie theater shooting in 2012. Hoover is a cop in suburban Denver. He responded to Columbine. He's been on this beat for 32 years. And he says lately he's seeing a growing number of people openly carrying, which poses safety challenges for officers. There's no way to know what they're going to do or whether they're even trained.
You know, we don't want running gun battles in our streets. I don't. I don't want my children living in a world like that.
Hoover, a self-described proud gun owner, supported Colorado's 2013 laws expanding background checks and prohibiting large-capacity ammunition magazines. He points out that close to 700 people have been denied guns in private sales since they went into effect. Hoover would like to see his state go further after this week.
Any law about gun carrying didn't have anything to do with the attack on Planned Parenthood. You had a criminal who showed up and started an attack.
Dave Koppel with the Colorado-based Independence Institute is frustrated over what he calls a knee-jerk reaction for more gun control. All the facts about the cases here and in San Bernardino are still under investigation, but he says one thing is settled.
We need a much stronger safety net of mental health.
That's a common argument in the West in particular, where gun control of any kind is often viewed as unpopular. Yet, over the last week, interviews with a random cross-section of folks in conservative Colorado Springs revealed that people are simply exasperated. Scott Solberg lives a few minutes away from the Planned Parenthood clinic.
Most of these people that are committing these crimes seem to have some kind of mental illness, and it just seems too easy for these people to go in, grab guns, and go berserk. I mean,
a fierce debate over how to tackle gun violence in a state that's seen its fair share of mass shootings. Kirk Sigler, NPR News, Denver.